Real Estate Radio 94.9 News Now without a realtor for one of the first times in a while. I am Pat Kenny from Barnum Plans, Barnum Financial Group, joined by Jill, the lovely Jill, who will drive our listenership through the roof as well as the viewership on the Facebook Live, as she likes to remind Byron and I of every week when she's not here.
The viewership goes way down. I'm just saying. I have my fans. We have some 94.9ers maybe like to hear from me every once in a while, even though I've not much to say.
I think it's your spectacular choice of virtual backgrounds that really drive the sneak peeks at the handiwork of Nick Uccello and his crew, I think are really driving things. But just one of the many, many fine folks.
Which that you can see my virtual background if you head over to our Facebook page where we are live streaming. It's facebook.com/oneandcompanyrealestate. And check us out. But I am on the porch here at Fox Hop Yard because it's a beautiful day. We're finally feeling spring weather up here.
Yes.
And I was actually reaching out to a lot of the agents on the One and Company team today to see if anyone was available to assist on this. And lots are out on the road. Showings are through the roof. And, you know, when the spring weather hits and it's a beautiful day, people want to get out and see these properties.
I feel like there's a lot of action on days like this, especially this 11 to 12 time slot. I think it's, yeah, you had the breakfast, you're energized. Hopefully you're not nearly as caffeinated as I am because that just gets obnoxious. But then you're out rocking around and checking out some of, so we got Fox Hop Yard. That's one of yours. Anybody who was on, oh no, we didn't do behind the scenes yet. You couldn't do a B roll yet because it was before we went on Facebook Live. Jill had the world's most obnoxious virtual background with rolling video through doorways. So I'm glad that we changed that. Plus, I think the grill is a great nod to the beautiful weather. And how much better has everyone's mood been the last like 2 weeks, right? The weather is nicer. The temperatures are warming up a little bit. Stuff's starting to reopen, right? I've been talking to a lot of friends back in Connecticut that are, you know, you're starting to get a little more like the restaurants and stuff are now able to leverage some of the outdoor space again a little bit and starting to get back in a flow. Vaccines are up, right? So people, I think, are feeling more comfortable. I just kind of feel like we're people are positive. There's a lot of good going on.
Yeah, and I think that they pushed up the opening for everyone being eligible to April 1st, if I'm correct, in Connecticut. So hopefully that will uptick everything. I think we're going back to full capacity in restaurants and experiences. Kids are going back to school full time. So
yeah, I think there's a lot of awesome news. You know, we'll tease a little. We got some more awesome news for homeowners, not just in Connecticut, obviously in the whole country, but I think we're, you know, Connecticut definitely benefited from, you know, this positive market now running into the spring market as well, I think is something that, you know, obviously Byron and the rest of the One and Company crew have talked about a lot. I've bared witness to it more than once. I just almost did the opposite of past tense of the word bear by calling it boar, which is a different wild animal. That was kind of weird. Linguistic anomalies. Usually Byron's the one who can't talk, and I usually get that pretty well dialed in, but he's not here, so somebody has to fumble. But I think it's going to be really interesting to see, you know, kind of some of the stuff. I know we got a couple teammates coming on here to jump on from the One and Company crew. Obviously, Jill coming here from RE3 Media. Tell me a little real quick. You had a little teaser about something that you thought you wanted to bring up.
Yeah.
Now is a great platform for it.
Yeah, we're ramping up and trying to get some more people on our media company. So if anyone has any skills in the video, photo, social media end, reach out to me and send me some information about yourself. You can reach me at jill@re3media.com.
That's the number three, right? Not the word three?
The number three. That is correct. Thank you.
Perfect. Yeah, well, I'm here to just, I'm just filling in. I'm just spitballing. I'm filling in. I feel like without Byron here, I have to carry both loads of the enthusiasm. So like I have to be, it's a good thing that I've had 46 coffees. I feel like Chris is back in the studio in Ledger right now, just trying to turn the levels down. He's like, this is too much. It's kind of craziness, but I'm sure we'll get a phone call. Maybe Martin and the boys and girls over at Service Station Equipment, the wonderful, awesome sponsors of this show, probably like, listen, let's keep the real estate show on real estate and what the hell you're yammering about. But
what were you guys giving away yesterday? I saw that we had four winners, I think. I mean, last week.
So we did, we had a fun call about where Connecticut landed in college costs, which was a little tough, right? So what's the national average for student loan debt, and where does Connecticut rank in that? Spoiler alert, and if you missed last week's show, obviously feel free to go check out the podcast. But where do you think, Jill, Connecticut lands on the national list of college debt
Oh, boy.
For average student college debt.
Ranking through 50 states?
All 50 states. It is an unenviable position, to say the least.
Oh, boy. Eight.
One. Number one. Whoa. Connecticut college grads carry the most student loan debt in the country. Average in the country is about 32. Connecticut is a little north of 38. So that's a sizable step up, which is not a position we wanted to be in. But so that was part of the show last week was what's the average debt? It was great. We had a young woman call in and we did like an over under and she nailed it. And we had somebody else right on the backup who was there. And because we're giving away Martin's money left and right. So we were all fire. Unfortunately, I had to think on my feet. So I had to give this poor woman a vastly more difficult question. And she even said, oh, that's a way harder question. Like, that's all I got. I'm sorry. And she nailed it.
Really?
Nailed the answer first shot. So we were like, well, this obviously wasn't hard enough. No, but I think we'll definitely give away some of Martin's money some more this week. We got piles of Martin's money. Yeah, at least we did, unless Chris has been, you know, just willy-nilly giving them away over at the studio there. But I don't think he has.
I'm the keeper of Martin's money.
Oh, thank goodness.
Yeah. So I keep it over here. I'm sure he'd be pleased to hear that. I actually need to reach out to him, get a little bit more. I know last week he gave a lot of Oleos away, and I think we have some still to Sneakers Cafe, which I still haven't made my way to, but now that things are opening back up, I might go check that out.
It's disappointing to hear.
I know.
Well, I haven't been to Sneakers. It's almost as disappointing as your headset rubbing into your collar consistently. That's okay. There you go. because you like to pick on me for tucking in this collar, but I have to because otherwise it runs in the zipper. Because I'm a pro.
I understand. You are a pro.
We do this every week. So.
I thought to myself, can I make it to our Guilford studio and get to an actual mic? But I didn't prepare in time. So I had some other needs to get to attend to this morning, like extra coffee. Maybe I need some more.
Probably not a bad idea. But you do have a great Pantone hat. So I think that kind of offsets one or two things. So I think what I would love to hear right now is how annoyed Byron is from having to set up and dismantle equipment because he loves doing that. So any technical glitch, I'm sure, would have been awesome this last couple of days while he's on the road there. But he'll probably be here, right, next segment, realistically. So that'll be good.
Pick his brain a little bit.
We'll see. And I'm excited about – I don't even need Byron. Forget Byron. I think our guest, I think, is going to be way better. Definitely smarter. You know, I think probably a little more humble. But I'm kidding. No, it's going to be great. I'm really excited about when we come back being joined by another – One and Company crew, colleague, teammate of the ever-expanding One and Company team. I feel like every other day, at least, I'm seeing the welcome, insert name of new agent here, which is really, really awesome to see. I mean, it's definitely, you know, a year through COVID, I think, is really cool. But little teaser for when we come back. It's going to be very exciting to have. I don't think she's been on yet.
I don't think so either.
I wasn't.
She's been on Byron's podcast.
We have a new face coming to Real Estate Radio here on 94.9 News Now and Stimulating Talk when we come back right after the break. Real Estate Radio back here, 94.9 News Now. I almost don't even want to talk over Green Day. Like, I want the song to just play, but I know we have a lot of things to go over, a lot of things to do here on Real Estate Radio. I'm Pat Kenny, Barnum Plans. Again, Jill, RE3 Media, hanging out, keeping me company. Otherwise, it'd just be me talking at a camera. Probably not on Facebook Live because there's a fairly good chance I wouldn't be able to make it work. But that's not why I'm here. I'm here for jovial attitude and over-caffeinated ridiculousness. But I am kind of excited. I know we're going to stall a little bit here in the interest of full disclosure because we have a lot of real estate stuff to talk about. And
we have someone joining.
Oh, and we are not realtors. There's Professor Lazine looking handsome and well-rested.
I was actually called a doctor the other day, so I don't know if this is a professor. It's a downgrade from doctor. Wouldn't that be a downgrade?
Depends on what your professor in, because I feel like you probably have less student loan debt than a doctor.
Some professors are also some professors are also doctors, but I would consider that a huge downgrade, a significant downgrade, in fact.
You'd rather be called doc than prof?
Yeah, I think the doctor, you know, most of these professors are trying to be a doctor. But is that what you guys are talking about, doctors? What is going on in this show? Has Real
Estate Radio...
I want to point out, nobody said the word doctor until you got here. So, like, that's not at all. Not in the slightest. We're trying to stall here because we have a real estate topic on Real Estate Radio with no realtors involved. So,
wow.
It was getting tough.
Well,
I'm
glad I could save the day then.
Remember how I said that Paige is definitely more humble? That's 100%. There he is.
Well, I don't remember you saying that. But
no, I was talking to Jill. For once, it wasn't about you, doctor.
Well, did Paige join you in segment one?
She did not. She's coming soon.
She will be here, momentarily. So she apparently is very excited about our topic of the homeowner equity, man. We've talked about this, I think, more than once or twice.
Yeah.
I think on the show, and I'm definitely excited to have Jill set the bar pretty high. Apparently, Paige is really excited about this topic, so... You know, I'm not gonna press your
super hard. Not excited enough to actually get on the show on time.
Well, listen, that's a staffing conversation that's had at one company. I'm not involved in that side of the conversation. I think it's good. So
I just walked out of a very important room to join my 94.9ers here and you guys on Real Estate Radio down here in Dallas.
Right? Yeah, you're time traveling across time zones and everything. I'm excited for you. How is Dallas? Yeah. How's things over in Texas?
Yeah, my first experience in Dallas, and it was quite fine. You know, it's not Florida, but Dallas is quite fine.
It is spelled substantially different. That's very true. Yeah.
No, it's a good little spot. First experience, I'm in the best part of downtown Dallas, what I would consider the best part, and it was great.
Awesome,
Paige Slocum.
Speaking of best parts, here's Paige.
Really not, but I will try my best today. What's going on, friends?
We've set the bar.
Pat wants us to...
So high.
Pat wants us to dig into a real estate-related topic. So, Pat, set the table for Paige and I to dig through this.
I'm excited. So I want to make sure, Paige, I didn't give this to you because I didn't know you were coming. I apologize. So I just dropped it in the old chat here on Zoom for you.
Jill took care of it. I got it.
God, she's so much better than I am at everything in life.
It's serendipitous because I look at CoreLogic pretty much every day of my life.
It's like we knew that. So you obviously are way better equipped for this than I am. I just thought it was kind of interesting as a non-real estate professional to kind of see, you know, all of this equity growth. Obviously, we talked about home values and limited markets and all those kind of things. But the kind of spread across the country I thought was really interesting, not just – in obviously our area where obviously you guys focus and the team at one company, but the craziness kind of across the country, across all these marketplaces. I don't know how many times obviously you guys can attest to this in the real estate world, something so substantial has happened on a national scale where basically every state has been impacted in a positive fashion in the real estate market. I know usually, you know, Byron, you told us in the past, it usually goes west to east, and we're kind of the last to catch up to a lot of those things as positive, you know, home values and those kind of things start to happen. But that was really it. I just thought this was really interesting as the outsider looking in. I thought it was kind of cool.
Well, this map of the country, national homeowner equity, where it breaks down state by state, all of the equity gained in the fourth quarter of 2020. I think, Paige, on your Instagram,
this is the exact same one that I posted.
It was this exact one. By the way, you can go follow Paige on Instagram with the amazing handle, Wine is the Answer. So Paige Slocum on IG, go follow her there. You know what I think we should do? We shouldn't give away the Connecticut number here because we should give away some Martin's money tied to that, right? So if you can guess Connecticut's national homeowner equity in the fourth quarter of 2020, the average homeowner gained across the country 26,300 during the past year. So this will actually be during the past year, year over year. Where was Connecticut? And we'll give away some easy money. We're giving away gift cards. Jill, where do we get gift cards to?
Sneakers, we still have a plethora.
We've got Sneakers gift cards in Groton, amazing food at Sneakers, courtesy of Service Station Equipment, your residential tank specialist. So first guess, if you can go over or under did Connecticut gain more equity on average over or under the national average, which was 26,300? 860-464-9490 is the number. But you know what's, you know, as we wait for some calls, I always get, equity is a great thing to talk about, Paige, right? Because people love knowing their home is worth more.
Right.
But it doesn't mean nothing until you sell that property.
And I think I want what Patrick's readers, followers, listeners to realize, CoreLogic is a data company. So it's not Byron Lazine and Paige Slocum coming up with these numbers. These are statistics that the people, you know, have been following their, you know, in the real gut of what is really going on in terms of numbers, what's going on in terms of what the, you know, average, obviously, appreciation is. So I want people to know that it's not made up. You know, it's not something like we're saying, hey, this is the seller's market that you hear all the time, that these are true, tried numbers. So I think to that point, to what Byron was saying, that the industry in terms of how real estate is being marketed at this point for a lot of people who are not living and breathing what Byron and I do is the fact that, yes, there is a value of selling right now, but what is your value? And these CoreLogic numbers kind of show you that, if that makes sense. Really getting into, like, you know, city by city, state by state, you know, even county by county. And these are the numbers that I think it shows it for itself. So this is exactly what I sent to my clients who are thinking about selling, because I'm not personally saying, hey, sell now. I'm saying here are the numbers right now that's happening. Yeah. And it allows them to kind of, you know, make their own decision. Obviously, I fill in the void of questions that they have.
It's the overarching question that you guys get all the time, right? Which is, how's the market? I mean, I can't imagine how tired you guys are of that question.
And the real estate agents right now that are killing it, when they get that answer, they're not responding with the market's hot. They're responding with data and arming the consumer, educating the consumer with that information. To, you know, Paige's point, CoreLogic has the most comprehensive, accumulation of property data. They, in fact, their parcel boundary map data covers 150 million parcels. And in fact, they're headquartered right here in Dallas, where I'm sitting right now. So the data is
a CEO for a woman. So, you know, love it.
Say that again, Paige.
The CEO is a woman.
Yeah, they almost sold to CoreLogic. Tried to sell to CoStar here recently, but that deal got squashed. So, okay, the number for the national year over year equity gained is 26,300. Approximately 26,300 equity gained during the past year for homeowners. That's the national average. You get a 50-50 chance of winning a gift card to Sneakers if you call in 860-464-9490. And all you got to do is guess if Connecticut was over or under that number. So over or under 860-464-9490, we're giving away some of Martin's money, courtesy of Service Station Equipment. Some of the big gainers, California, Idaho, Washington, experienced equity gains at 54,000, 48,000, 47,000. North Dakota had the lowest average equity gain, which was 7,900. Boston up 2.4%. This is home equity data at the metropolitan level.
An interesting takeaway. I think from that, I'm sorry, one of the interesting takeaways from that really quick, that metro map, the state of California averaged 55,000 in gained equity from 19 to 20, but LA only grew by 1% versus Chicago by over 6, New York over 3, Boston over 2. So I think that just speaks kind of to that exodus like we saw here in the East Coast, right, of people leaving major metro areas to expand out. Obviously, LA, California having a much larger, obviously, physical footprint, they can move into more places and still stay in the same state. But that the fact that they jumped so high for average equity gain, but LA itself was such a small metro change in comparison to some of the other stuff on this map, I thought was kind of an interesting little factoid there. Fun little trivia. Actually, no, we already have somebody, so I don't have to give a hint. Never mind. We have Ted from Eastline I'll pause on my little hint.
And we're up against the break. So Ted from East Lyme, how are you? And what is your guess? Over or under for Connecticut?
Over for Connecticut.
Ted, is that your final answer?
That's my final answer, yes.
All right, Ted, you've got it. Connecticut came in at $32,000 for national homeowner or for the state's homeowner equity gain, where the national number was $26,300. So, Ed, you are absolutely correct. Ted, yeah. Not Ed.
Ed.
I knew I had that wrong.
Ed.
And, Ted, you're going to Sneakers and Groton. Have you been?
I have not been. I heard it's good, though.
It's fabulous. You
delicious.
Enjoy it, my friend. Stay on the line. Chris will get you hooked up. You're going to Sneakers and Groton, courtesy of Service Station Equipment, your residential tank specialist. Congrats, Ted.
I think it's almost time to start talking about Irish Springs pool water, too. We're gearing up for that.
Yeah, Irish Springs pool. I haven't seen any gift cards coming from Irish Springs pool water. They're still coming in from Service Station Equipment, you know? But yeah, we're getting close to pool season. Get your order for Irish Springs pool water on tap. And when we come back, we're going to give you the One and Company rewind for the week. If you've got any real estate to promote, you can line up at 860-464-9490. We'll help you promote your real estate. And we'll give away some more of Martin's money. When we come back, Real Estate Radio 94.9 News Now and Stimulating Talk.
Love this song, Real Estate Radio. We are back with realtors this time. Really excited about having actual real estate professionals on the Real Estate Radio show. It stops me and Jill from having a spitball about real estate. It just doesn't go well for anybody who's interested in real estate, at least factual information. But we have lots and lots and lots of factual information, which I'm actually really excited about. Doing, obviously, working with numbers all day to day. For me, I really like things like this. And Jill, Paige, to your point, unlike Mansion Global, where there's one questionable resource for the data, CoreLogic is the resource for all of this stuff. And I think there's definitely some really interesting information in here. And definitely some fun ways, I think, to give away some more Martin's money from Service Station Equipment. So we're going to do that. But I think, if I'm correct here, as per the usual, we're going to do a little real estate rewind. I think, Chris, cue the music.
I've got to run to the airport. So before we go to the rewind, Pat, I do just want to... And Chris.
That's wrap it up, Chris. Music. That's very funny.
Thank you, Chris.
First show together.
We'll get to the rewind in a second. And 860-464-9490, if you want us to promote your real estate, you could be a for sale by owner, you could be an agent, you could be a homeowner. We'd love to promote your deal if you got something going on this weekend. And before we get to that, and before I go to the airport, I just want to leave a parting shot here for any homeowner in Connecticut who is thinking that I'm going to have to sell in the next couple of years. I'd encourage you to have a conversation now about why this moment, and this isn't realtor talk, this is taking the data that we're talking about from CoreLogic, all the equity you've gained in the last 12 months. This is talking about the shifting trends, interest rates going up, right? We're sitting at still a bottom low inventory, which is going to change as more people put their home on the market. We're talking about people going back to the city and not needing to necessarily come to Connecticut for their home. I just got out of a two-day meeting with top brokers from around the country, some of those in the cities. New York City in particular is for the first time in the last couple of weeks seeing multiple offers. Things are changing around us, but yet we're at an all-time high price and an ultra-competitive market in Connecticut. And so if you're thinking about selling 1 or 2 years, right now is a great opportunity. And I'd email Paige@oneandcompany.com. I'd email her right now to try to have a conversation. That's Paige, P-A-I-G-E, @oneandcompany.com. Realestate.com, all spelled out. I'd encourage any homeowner listening to take action on that right now and at least dig through the data. If it's somewhere in the next 2 years, get yourself educated on what the difference could mean for you right now as interest rates continue to rise and as more inventory, I promise you, is coming on to the market. So thanks, you guys, for letting me crash, you know, my own show here. Appreciate that. And good luck. I'm headed to the airport. Good luck to me, I guess, since I'm the one flying. And on with the rewind. See you guys.
Hey, dude. That was a serious exit from Mr. Lazine. He's still serious. Exiting, in
he's
fact.
Still here. He's
not. Everything, he's everything not. I do is serious. All right, guys.
Still,
be well.
Still exiting.
Paige, you want to give this rundown out?
Sure, but I just see it right now. 7 Long Hill Farm Road. That was, I'm going to be gratuitous here. That was my listing. It's no longer on the market, but it was listed. All right. So let's do 552 Hart Turnpike Killingly. Looks adorable.
Yep, that's a listing. Flack. Yep, that's a listing from Lane. That's for $250.
Yeah. What about 61 Flax Mill Road, Brantford? Whose listing is that?
I don't recall. I think maybe Emily's.
Nice work, Emily.
That's a land listing for $100,000.
Nice. 27 Golic Ave.
In Shelton, that is on for just under $200,000. I believe that is Nadia, and I'm that might be in contract, but that's
another land listing. It looks like Tatucket, 499 Tatucket Road in North Brantford, for just under $6,000.
Yep, that's Vinny and Carrie, I believe, are listing that.
Very
one.
Nice. 45 Jefferson Road, Brantford. I believe that is Ryan Casey's.
Yep, that's a condo.
29 New Haven Avenue, Milford. I think that is Heidi DeRusso's. Those are just listed.
And down the street from where I used to live. It's a great spot.
That's already under contract as well. I believe that got multiple.
That's already under contract as well.
And we had 7 under contracts in Guilford, Seymour,
Kennelly, Guilford, Shelton, Waterford. And then we closed in Brantford, 72 Sunset Beach Road, and then Wallingford, 56 North Ridgeland Road.
Then we have 2 open houses this weekend, both tomorrow. 66 High Street from 12 to 2 with Nicole White. That is one just went under contract, so there's only 2 units left in that award-winning complex in Guilford. And as we always say, you know, walk to the green, walk to the train. Walk everywhere. It's a great
Amarone's. Get a delicious adult beverage or 10. Yeah. Come on.
And then from 1 to 3 is 607 Fox Hopyard Road in East Haddam. That is a new development. Like, can come to this model home where I'm sitting at right now with this fireplace on the porch, and Lee will be there. So that is your One in Company weekly rewind.
Yeah. Solid action. Solid action. We have to. You like the Larry David little theme song action going on there? It's kind of good. I feel like it was intruding a little on your presentation this time.
No.
I'm kidding. It's fine. It's good. It's solid. So
I just need to have some sort of Larry David like pithy comeback, you know. Ooh. But I can't think of it right now.
You use the word pithy comeback. So like that's pretty Larry David right there. It's actually pretty solid. Well done. I like it, Chris. You're my hero for playing that song, regardless of when we play it. I just like having that song at all times. Now that Byron's gone. We actually talk about what we want to talk about for a second, which is all of this crazy CoreLogic equity and all of this data. I mean, I think to Byron's point, again, as I like to be kind of the outside observer, right? Obviously, as the one who is not involved in the world of real estate. I mean, just on math alone, it sounds like coupled with the gain in equity, the gain in property values in Connecticut and entering the spring market, you're basically insane.
Mm-hmm.
If you're considering it all, selling in the next 12 to 24 months,
mm-hmm.
Now is it. I mean, it sounds like now is the time.
So I'm going to take 2 parts to that, Pat, in terms of explaining now is it. I think a lot of people, unless you're living under a rock, you know now is it. Now, the term now and the action now is, there's another part of like now versus how do we do it. So a lot of people know there's equity and this is the time to sell. Now it's about to, you know, whoever you're talking to, whether it's me or whether your agent, whoever you're working with, you're like, how do we do this? You know, what is the step? So, you know, there is that underlining fear with, you know, with my sellers and a lot of sellers out there saying, hey, I know my house will sell with the right marketing. Obviously, you know, we're going to get the money, but where do we go? So in terms of that, yes, it is insane to think, oh my gosh, you have, you know, $32,000 in the state of Connecticut that appreciated in your value. Yes, it is insane for you to think, you know, this is the time. But it's also how. So if you're in terms of people that are saying, yes, we want to be able to do it in the next 6 months, 12 months, a year, this is the time now to speak to someone, if that makes sense. This is the time to get something in place in terms of a plan. I think that is what's missing. I think that is like the paradigm shift in terms of, you know, we know this is it, but like, you know, there's got to be some sort of how. So as soon as some people find out the how, I think there will be that shift in terms of, all right, we're ready.
Yeah, I mean, like you do this every day. I don't. Yeah. One of the things that I've seen people, you know, just in my day-to-day, clients have asked me, hey, you know, should I relocate, blah, blah, those kind of things. And, you know, should I appreciate the equity, especially if they're, you know, if they're looking at, a lot of my clients are retirees, right? So they're moving into places like Florida, South Carolina. Right. You know, they're always talking to the one and company team because that's the only place that I obviously encourage people to talk to, because there's lots of reasons for that. But the point that a lot of them make is, okay, great. So my house is worth 30, 40, 50,000 more than it was a year and a half ago. Yeah. But that means I'm going to pay more wherever I'm going. So what do I do? Right. And I think to your point there, the how is definitely something I'd like to kind of pick your brain on a little more, because I feel like that's a very common thing, right? So we have to go to break here in a minute and a half or so. Okay. So, but I think that's going to be something very interesting. Right. Is how, you know, to Byron's point, which we talked about more than once, he and I argue about, just for fun, cash flow versus equity. It's not really an asset unless you have it, kind of thing. But how do you really tap in, right? So on paper, it's worth blank.
Right.
What is it actually going to do for you, I think? And when we come back here from break, we'll talk a little offline to get some more Martin's Money out the door, because we love giving away Martin's Money from the boys and girls over at Service Station. Paige, you'll be the go-to expert as per the usual here to help us. And then Jill, I'll ask you a random trivia question just for fun to see what the answer is. So I think when we come back here on Real Estate Radio on 94.9 News Now and Stimulating Talk.
Martin's Money.
Going to
be in my head all day.
Real Estate Radio. We are back. 94.9 News Now. I'm Pat Kenny from Barnum Plans, joined by Jill and Paige, the go-to realtor expert, who I guarantee is not a wanksta, even though she will be singing the song in her head the rest of the day. We are talking equity, homeowner equity, and the absurd amount of growth that we've seen here, not just nationally, but also in the state of Connecticut. I like when we're above average. Last week's show was a little disappointing. We were talking about student loan debts, and the average student loan debt in the country is about 32 in the all 50 states. Connecticut's number one with almost 38. That's not a place I want to be top of the list, but we are definitely in strong contention here, talking about the growth in year-over-year homeowner equity. And you're seeing that, I mean, I have to assume at this point, when you're talking to your clients, Paige, homes that you've looked at before, maybe didn't list because they didn't think it was right. I'm sure you're talking to now, and I mean, you're seeing those appreciations in listing prices and sale prices, I have to assume, day to day, right? I mean,
oh, absolutely. Even as far as back as 6 months, you know, something that has, you know, in traditionally like closed in, you know, August of 2020, what is it, April now, it's, you know, it's gone up significant amount, at least 15% in terms of just appreciation. Just, you know, how crazy this market is. My clients that have sold a house in Guilford, they bought in the height of COVID. They closed in May of 2020. Unfortunately, due to just, you know, life circumstances, COVID being one of them, they decided to move back to North Carolina. Again, we put their house on the market for $750. They bought it for $650, $750, and I can't disclose now, but I can just let you know that it went above that. So within May to April,
wow,
that is how big the jump was.
And I think that just speaks to how that peak, right, that we talked about in the segment two is if you're still kind of on the fence, I think now is the time to call or email, you know, Paige, and really get a gut check on how much higher can things go? How much better can this really get?
Well, that's exactly it, Pat, is when I talk to my clients now is, you know, in terms of real estate and in terms of anything that it's got this commodity value of supply and demand is whatever goes up has to come down. You know, that's just kind of that's just how the game plays. And I always try to, you know, guide my clients in the way what, you know, in terms of showing them data from especially CoreLogic, but also show them data from their town. So it's, you know, it's really personal. You know, I would say in terms of what has sold, you know, within the last 3 months, I don't even go 6 months, with last 3 months in terms of what they sold in the neighborhood, you know, what the house, their neighbor's house appreciated for and what they sold. So they know that these numbers are just so real life that, you know, what I say is just gravy. It's just,
yeah, you're not going to argue with... Yeah. The, right. the hundreds of thousands right. of millions of data points that CoreLogic uses right. for this stuff.
Yeah.
I think one of the, we're going to use them again because we had some fun here giving away the over under.
Oh,
on,
yeah.
I would on did Connecticut, understand. Did Connecticut exceed, right? Which is awesome that we had more gained equity. I do like, because although he's not here, I like to pick on our good friend, Mr. Ryan Casey and his little sort of state of Rhode Island, you know, the little resident that he's.
Yeah.
So, I have a question to the crew here. A really, I think, easy shot to give away some more Martin's money, 860-464-9490. It's going to be another over-under question, really easy.
Right.
Did Rhode Island have a higher appreciation in equity than Connecticut? Higher or lower, it's all you got to do. Do you think Rhode Island had more growth in equity year over year, or did Connecticut have more growth year over year? 860-464-9490. Jill, the keeper of the monies, will happily send you a gift card over to Sneakers over in Groton. What a really solid go-to spot, by the way. If you guys haven't been, I mean, Paige, I don't know if you're a Sneakers.
I don't know. I'm going to be up there in the New London area next week. I'm going to have to stop by.
Fantastic. A little bit out of the way, but totally worth the visit over there.
Obviously, I'll meet you there because I keep talking that I'm going to go, and I haven't been yet either, so I'll meet up.
Like Jill, just I mean, you have all the gift cards. It's like it's almost inexcusable.
He's the gatekeeper of Martin's money.
They know better than to give it to Byron and I. It's just we have a lot of client lunches over at Sneakers Cafe that way. So I mean,
Patrick's doing the radio show there now.
That's it. I'm actually this faux background is actually in one of the men's room stalls, and it's been a little awkward when somebody comes in, but that's okay. I just mute the microphone. But no, I think. Paige, to some of the things that we've talked about through here, this growth in equity and to your point, the cost of capital, right? We're talking about right. how inexpensive interest rates have been and somehow some of these things are changing. Do you think the trend of the rising interest rates is going to continue here, at least short term, in terms of is there going to be some urgency? And are you starting to see more of that happening where people are pushing now, or they're moving faster because of that?
So yes and no. I think in terms of being where I am, providing a source for my clients, but if anyone's listening, there's that, you know, the four places that you should be looking at. It's, you know, Freddie Mac, Fannie Mae, you know, the big three out, just to see what the trends are, because obviously without them coming out and telling you what it is, I think if you read into what they're saying, you'll see, I believe there's going to be a, not maybe like a significant, but a change enough, hopefully for agents like myself, the playing field will kind of even out. So when I'm representing, you know, the buyers at this point, that I don't have to say, hey, you're going to have to, you know, throw your first kid in there and maybe your retirement, you know? So that's what I see the shift happening. And I think in terms of on the buy side, obviously, when there's so many buyers out there at this point losing out on their dream homes. And what I say about dream homes, there's always going to be another dream home. You know, it's just about finding it. But again, with the interest rates, I believe that's going to help on that side. But the urgency, I think, is there for the sellers. I think it's the urgency that the shift is going to be there, that not necessarily instead of, you know, getting 20 bids at this point, maybe you'll get a little less than that, but still that's cost to you. You know, $10,000 is still $10,000 to the seller that they can net.
Sure.
So I think that is where I see the big difference happening, if that makes sense.
I would have to imagine if you've been a buyer in the last 8 to 10 months,
oh, yeah.
you're ripping your hair out, because every single time you know, to your point, dream home or otherwise, I mean, I can't imagine the number of people that you've seen that, you know, in your case, I'm sure it's a little different. I know the level of care that you guys put into all of these transactions, but I mean, I have to imagine there are people who've, you know, quote, settled, right? They're like, they've looked at 14 houses, 17 houses, 22 houses, and they go, you know what? I can't,
saying it, Patrick,
they're like, I can't deal with this anymore. And it's just, and I think it's, and again, I'll defer to you on this. Do you think that level of competitiveness, it sounds like it's going to start to come down. Obviously, as interest rates start to move a little bit, I think we'll come back. But I feel like the average $350,000 first home buyer here has just been run over the last year. Every time they try to come in the front door.
Absolutely. That is 100% at this point. And then I think in terms of where I am, when you talk about the $350,000 buyer, is the fact that I'm dealing with, or have two different sets of buyers. And so there's a conventional loan and there's an FHA loan. And that is something in terms of where I am, that's below 350 in New Haven County. I believe FHA loans are at $315,000. So you can see how many people, in terms of, obviously it all has to do with credit score, that are at the 640, the 630 range, that can get the FHA loan, saying, yes, I can approve for a first time home buyer. And all of a sudden, with this incredible aggressive market, there are a complete sector of the buyers that are completely wiped out. If you see what I'm saying, like completely.
So you're a therapist as well, because I mean, you have people that are, so that want to do really, this thing.
Exactly. No, it's, I always say, like, you know, I try to be the most patient person. I mean, wine is the answer is my obviously Instagram handle. So you can kind of delve into whatever that you guys want to delve into. But in terms of just being able to kind of talk them off the ledge, is really trying to let them see the forest through the trees. You know, this is just immediate right now. You know, this is just happening at this moment. And there is going to be some sort of change and progress that's going to be for the better on the other side for buyers like yourselves.
Absolutely.
And it's really trying to let them understand that, you know, it's, and Byron says it all the time, and it's one of those things I totally copy from him, is there's no real emergencies in real estate, if that makes sense. He goes, unless the house is physically burning to the ground, there's just really no emergencies in real estate. And that's what I try to tell them, is like, this feels like an urgency. This feels like an emergency. But at the end of the day, there's other ways to kind of circumnavigate this crazy situation.
Totally. And I think it's funny because we've talked about this, Byron and I have in the past, where I think one of the things that's going to be very interesting, again, from the outside looking in, what seems to be an opening space in the real estate world is going to be those $350,000 whatever. But I think I think 2021 could be very interesting, right? Maybe there's not enough inventory on a $430,000 single family home, but there's townhouses. I think there's going to be a different segment of the market that you guys are going to be able to serve in this year and going forward that have been just left by the wayside because there's nothing. I mean, you as a realtor can only sell inventory that exists. If you don't have a house that fits the budget, then there's nothing you can do. And there's nothing they can do. So I think it's going to be interesting to see, the shift in 21 to some of these kind of people now where, they will be now, they'll be served because now they're going to have some inventory that's available, hopefully.
And to your point, Patrick, there's such a, in terms of people who are looking at the $350,000 range and below, more often than not, in my experience, that's not their forever home. So in speaking to them about, hey, this is our first time buying, this is what we can afford now, but they have, you know, dreams and aspirations in 4 or 5 years to be able to move to a bigger place. And that's when what you say comes in is, hey, with this, you know, it's an optimal time to look at townhouses and condos that are able to kind of sustain that. You know, you're obviously building up equity for yourself. You're not, you know, you're doing really good things for your financial status. And then 4 or 5 years later, you're able to make that move when the market maybe is tending a little bit, you know, shifting a little bit. But yes, that's such a solid point. That's such a solid point because that's what I tell my clients too at this point.
That's awesome. So Paige, we're getting towards the end.
All right.
Thank you for being a rock star superhero. To be here to help us out and the CoreLogix, and they're just awesome. How do people find you? How do they get in touch with you? Wine is the answer is one. How do people find you over at One & Company?
So my email is paige@oneandcompany.com. Everything's spelled out paige@oneandcompany.com. My Instagram handle is wine-is-the-answer. I take gifts. If you want to send me some wine, I'll happily drink it. And my cell phone is 203-285-5118.
That is awesome.
Use all those modalities to reach out to me, and I'd be more than happy to, you know, in terms of, I think, answering questions. I think a lot of agents, it's not with one company, I think our entire theme and our goal is not to necessarily make you a client of ours, but give you the value up front that says, eventually, you're going to be a client of ours.
That is fantastic. Way to end. Awesome. Jill, thank you. Paige, thank you. Chris, thank you.
Thank you,
Chris. Thank you for tuning in. 94.9 Real Estate Radio. See you guys back here next week, 11 to 12.